Listening Library presents Ben Yokoyama and the Cookie War. This is the author, Matthew Swanson. For our nation's Title I teachers and librarians, thank you for fighting the good fight. Chapter 1. Ben Yokoyama was worried that his first day of fourth grade might also be his last. He'd been waiting for this moment all summer long. A new school year meant a new desk, new pencils, and a shiny new binder. A new teacher, new classmates, and a classroom 14 steps closer to the drinking fountain. It also should have meant someone new on student council. But Amy Lou Bonnerman had just announced she was running again. And no one was running against her. To make things worse, Ben's new teacher, Ms. Muddle, seemed lost and confused, like a small sheep stuck in a thicket of wolves. She had big, lonely eyes and looked young enough to be in high school. Instead of taking charge, she peered nervously down at her clipboard, as if hoping it would give her a pep talk. Ben glanced over at his best friend, Janet, who seemed equally worried. His dark thoughts grew even more grim. If Ms. Muddle couldn't teach them fourth grade things, he'd never make it to fifth grade and would never get a job or a house or a robot karaoke machine. His future would be ruined before it had even begun.
"What were you saying about an election?" asked Ms. Muddle, blinking at Amy Lou like someone trying not to slip on a frozen puddle.
"Allow me to explain," said Amy Lou,
grinning and flashing her shiny white teeth. Amy Lou was like a rash that always itched and never went away, the kind you had to live with.
"Student Council is the most prestigious club in school."
Amy Lou looked around the room to make sure everyone was listening.
"Each grade has one member who meets with Principal Hogan to make important decisions. Elections are on Friday."
"And your name is?"
Ms. Muddle trailed off as her eyes scanned the roll sheet in her hand.
"Amy Lou Bonnerman, of course."
"Thank you, Amy Lou."
Ms. Muddle did her best to smile.
"Can everyone please—"
"I'm not done," said Amy Lou, like an eager flame that jumps from one log to the next. "The fourth grade class council member chooses the theme for the fall carnival. This year's theme will be ponies."
Ben's heart groaned. The carnival themes were always so boring. The last few years had been butterflies, kittens, and envelopes.
Envelopes!
A pony theme was more of the same.
"Dixie and Dally will give rides to anyone who votes for me."
Most of the class went, "Ooh." Janet rolled her eyes. Amy Lou had two miniature ponies named Dixie and Dally. Ben knew because she talked about them constantly.
"A pony theme sounds very nice," said Ms. Muddle. "I look forward to hearing the other ideas."
"That won't be necessary," said Amy Lou with eyes that didn't blink. "I always win, don't I, Kyle?"
"She always does," said Kyle, who was usually rude, but today just seemed defeated.
Amy Lou had posters. She handed out lollipops. She even had a slogan that she used every year.
"Amy Lou for you."
Ben liked the rhyme, but the slogan wasn't true. She made big promises, but never kept them. Her slogan should have been "Amy Lou for Amy Lou," which also rhymed, sort of. She had a group of friends who Ben and Janet called the Smirks, because all they did was orbit Amy Lou like asteroids, gloating whenever she acted superior, which was pretty much always.
"I'm the voice of the people,"
declared Amy Lou, as if anyone knew what that meant.
"Oh," said Ms. Muddle,
gazing at Amy Lou as if she were a mystical pony-powered moon witch.
"You're so confident."
Ms. Muddle seemed jealous.
"Why wouldn't I be?"
asked Amy Lou, her eyes scanning the room like a spotlight searching for a missing criminal.
"I'm a natural leader, I comb my hair regularly, and I don't bounce to school on a stick."
The class let out a gasp
Janet had bounced herself to school on a pogo stick. Everyone noticed because it was so noisy. Janet turned pink and scowled. The smirks rose in their chairs, their necks stretched toward her like cobras. Ben was excited for what would happen next. Janet was the master of the snappy comeback. She was smart and fierce and didn't put up with nonsense from anyone. But instead of delivering the perfect razor-sharp reply, Janet wilted like a thirsty daffodil. The smirks turned to gloats. Amy Lou sighed with delight. Ben was stunned. It was like Janet had run out of gas or gotten unplugged.
"I think pogo sticks are weird," said Amy Lou,
enjoying the moment immensely.
"Everyone thinks so."
The smirks nodded aggressively, and no one rose to Janet's defense. Not even Ben. He didn't know why. Janet's head sank farther, like a giraffe that had lost half its neck bones. Ben looked pleadingly at Ms. Muddle, but she just nodded uncomfortably, as if the students were pieces of a puzzle she couldn't fit together. Eventually, she started handing out textbooks and learning everyone's name, but all Ben heard was the rumble of gathering doom. Fourth grade was already a rickety school bus with bent axles and rusty hubcaps, and Ms. Muddle clearly wasn't ready to drive. It was only a matter of time before the wheels popped off. Chapter 2. The rest of the school day passed in a furious blur. Ben figured out his schedule and heard about everyone's summer vacation. His classmates had changed in unexpected ways. Dolores was taller. Amanda was meaner. And Doug had a tiny gold earring. There was a pretty new girl named Marley who made Ben feel wobbly inside. While Ben ate lunch with Walter and Darby, Janet chewed her sandwich in smoldering silence. Amy Lou Bonnerman flitted from table to table, shaking hands and smiling a little too sweetly. After school, Janet was steaming like a basket of blue crabs. She marched along, pogo stick in hand.
"I don't like that Amy Lou and her pack of smirking smirkletons." "She's the voice of the people," said Ben, still not knowing what it meant.
"Which people?"
Janet demanded.
"Not this one,"
she continued, pointing to herself.
"This person wants longer recess, chocolate milk for lunch, and a lock on the haunted mop closet."
"Are those things even possible?"
asked Ben. It was as if Janet were describing a mythical planet where puppies never grew up.
"Of course they are," Janet insisted. "Someone just needs to demand them."
"That sounds good," said Ben. "But who?"
Ben had an idea, but he wanted Janet to figure it out for herself.
"Someone who can stand up to Amy Lou. Someone who won't put up with her nonsense."
"Right,"
said Ben. Janet was getting warmer,
but who could it be?
Janet stopped. Her eyes grew lively.
"You,"
she said decisively.
"Me?"
Janet had leaped to the wrong conclusion.
"You, Ben. If you ran for student council, you'd definitely win. You just need a theme and a slogan and a platform."
"What's a platform?"
"Your big ideas for a better tomorrow. The things you'd change if you were in charge."
Ben didn't like where the conversation was headed. He didn't have a single big idea.
He wasn't the student council type.
Janet, on the other hand.
"I think you should run,"
Ben countered.
"I think you could win. You're tough and super smart."
"These things are true," said Janet,
deep in thought.
"You're fierce," Ben reminded her. "Nobody messes with Janet Everly. That could be your slogan."
Janet's excited eyebrows drooped into sad ones. She got smaller.
"I'm sorry I didn't stand up for you when Amy Lou made fun of your pogo stick," said Ben.
He'd been waiting for the right moment to say it.
"And my hair."
"Also that,"
said Ben, feeling worse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?